Lighting the Torch, written by Cherubio, read by Daniel Million.
The ambassador of the human civilization will speak now. On the call of these words, a human walked up to the speaker's podium in the Hall of Representatives. 1,000 eyes, or whatever biological equivalent the many species had, were on her from other ambassadors on the seats that arched upwards in many rows. Representative Harknathos was among them. The civilization he spoke for was a late member, and he was only the third one after the ambassador that had handled the initiation into the Commonwealth. So he knew exactly how this would play out. He also knew that hundreds of billions of beings were watching the live transmission from thousands of planets across the Commonwealth, for it was the very first official appearance of this new species. The aged human looked tired and disheveled, seemingly badly prepared for the task of speaking on behalf of her people. The only thing not making her appear disrespectful was that she actually had an ambassador's cloth draped over her shoulders, the long and slim piece barely adorned with just a few additional lines of colorful yarn. "Honored ambassadors, representatives of all species in the Galactic Commonwealth," she spoke the greeting in a clear and ringing voice. Surprisingly, she used the common language. Had the humans been this fast to learn it? It had caused a low murmur among the other ambassadors, but it quickly died down once the human continued. "My name is Valentina Fedorovna, and I am the chosen representative of all beings living in the human civilization. I am sorry that the proper delegation was unable to appear on the short notice we were given. We did give up expecting an invitation many cycles ago. As the civil servant in closest proximity, I am now speaking in their stead, though I certainly do not bring the soft diplomatic touch of my colleagues." The obvious rudeness of the human caused a number of the present beings to make various noises of disagreement. This was not the way these things should go. She should have been begging for membership. It also seemed the dossier on the humans had been quite wrong. It stated that their species were only known since very recently. Meanwhile, the human just went on, ignoring any of the signs of mild protest. 30 cycles ago, we made first contact to the Neo-Wimar people. They had once been, as you are surely aware, a member species of your Commonwealth until they were exiled from their own planet and barred from travel nodes. A flotilla of their refugee ships had made its way across the stars with sublight engines in search of a new home. The only one to arrive had carried 15 million beings. I am certain you know how life forms handle cosmic radiation over longer than one generation. I am certain I do not have to tell you of the state they were in. We were unable to save half of them, but the rest we gave a home on our planet. They told us about the way conflicts were handled in the Galactic Commonwealth. They told us about the so-called Deathless Wars. And they told us what happened to the ones subjugated by the victors. We tried to contact you then, honored ambassadors. In lieu of hearing your side, we took what we learned for the truth. Know that I am speaking for the Neo-Wimar now, too." Over the last part, there were quite loud cries of disagreement. One ambassador especially was calling for the human speaker to be cut off. Harknathos identified them as a member of the people that had instigated the conflict against the Neo-Wimar. Of course, there had to be rules to proceedings, and the humans still had time, so order was called, and the noise died down again. But 30 cycles? So long had the humans been known already, and they did not get to speak until now? The last refugee ship had carried something exceptionally precious with it besides the many lives, the knowledge to create a hyperspace connection node. 2 cycles later, we had been successful in creating a stable one. I know you are aware of its limitations, but we were not. We had tried to contact you many times then, honored ambassadors, and without guidance, we had to revert to experimentation. In the process, we lost many ships and a number of lives, only to learn that it is impossible to establish a connection to any other node from just one side. This cutoff from travel seemed deliberate, and together with the communication silence, it gave us the impression that the Commonwealth were trying to isolate us. Seeing that our node could only serve as an endpoint, we transmitted an open invitation for refugees of the Neo-Wimar and anyone else displaced from their home. More calls for order. These accusations were very serious, and a number of ambassadors seemed to not want to wait their turn to speak. It did sound unbelievable, though. This pre-FTL species just built a feasible connection into the hyperspace network of the Commonwealth from merely theoretical second-hand knowledge? One thing was for sure, that dossier about them was worthless. Harkonnethos and probably a large number of other ambassadors had been left in the dark about the recent history of that species. It was also obvious that the humans were crazy. To broadly call for anyone to just come to their underdeveloped world spelled suicide. We underestimated the number of species that were robbed of their planet or enslaved on it, and we saw a large influx of arrivals. By then, we had stopped asking you for anything, honored ambassadors, though we still needed help in ensuring our order and safety. So we were actually lucky that the first large group to show up was a fleet of Jakarti pirates. We welcomed them and offered them a home. They merely wanted us to spare their children from having to grow in the confines of a spaceship, and in turn patrolled the hyperspace node, promising to protect anyone coming with peaceful intentions. I am certain you learned the force of their railguns, honored ambassadors, when you sent one spy ship after the other. Just know that the Jakarti too found a home with us, and I am also speaking for them. The noise had gotten ridiculous. Even the call for order had not been enough to silence some. But the human just spoke on, raising her ringing voice over the commotion. Working with the people that followed our invitation, we colonized another planet and two moons in our own solar system before we made landfall in two neighboring ones. These hyperspace nodes we were able to connect to the one near our home planet that still had new ships arriving every day. We saw more pirates too, most of them not as benevolent as the Jakarti, and some of them only pretending to be pirates. You must surely know about the later. We observed those and the constant spy ships to be the only sort of communication from the Commonwealth until the invitation to this very event, which I can only assume had to be in error. I want you to understand, honored ambassadors, that I am speaking for 65 billion beings across Earth, Mars, Titan, Europa, Boru, and Laetilia. I am speaking for 15 species that are now our equal in the human civilization. I am not here to ask for membership to your commonwealth. I am not here to ask for anything at all. I am merely here to state our invitation to every sapient being in the galaxy. Across the chaos that unfolded through the Hall of Representatives boomed the human voice. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shores. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Lighting the Torch. Written by Cherubio. Read by Daniel Million.